From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. In Iowa, the campaign rally's over. The ads, no more. The bus trips, the baby kissing, pie eating, the diner visits, and the handshakes, done. More than a year of run-up is history, and the Iowa caucuses are underway.
They began just a few minutes ago, and we should start getting preliminary results within an hour. Going in, the race was tight on both sides. For the Republicans, polls show Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee at the top of the pack. For the Democrats, it's a three-way race, according to the polls, with John Edwards, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama polling about even.
NPR has reporters at campaign headquarters for candidates of both parties. We've also got analysts and commentators standing by. We'll check in with many of them this hour. We're going to begin where the action is, or at least at one of the places where the action is. We're going to the town of Nevada, Iowa, which is a little east of Ames in the center of the state.
NPR's Linda Wertheimer is there, and she is at a Democratic caucus. Linda, what's going on?
Well, this caucus started about 30 minutes ago with people arriving and registering. And from what people are telling me, it seems to be a little bit bigger than it was the last time, 4 years ago. There are a lot of people here who are first-time caucus goers, and there's a lot of activity. They're all gathering around the signs, at the tables that are near the places where signs are up for their candidates. There are a lot of people in the cafeteria. There's another caucus going on in the high school library. There's one over in the middle school cafeteria as well. There's a tremendous amount of interest in this one, apparently. Mm-hmm. People are liking their candidates, and they thought, it was close, it's exciting, there's a lot of energy, so they're here.
Now, this is just one precinct caucus and not at all representative, but you've talked with people there. What are you hearing from them?
Well, they tell me that they felt that they never got involved before because it just didn't seem like anything they wanted to do, but this time it seemed very important. A number of women told me that they were pleased to be able to come and caucus for the first woman they thought might be president. Other people talk about being very happy to come and caucus for Barack Obama because he will bring change, because he has plans for the country that they like. But they also say that they would be happy if their candidate is not nominated to vote for some of the other candidates. So the Democrats, it's a sort of a party atmosphere in there, I think, and made perhaps a little more of a party atmosphere by the fact that there is so much going on here. There are two basketball games. There was cheerleader practice. And now there are, three caucuses in this building. And more all around us in various venues around the town. This is about 5,000 people.
Sounds like a big night in Nevada, and we'll be checking in with you a little later. Thanks a lot, Linda.
Right.
That's NPR's Linda Wertheimer in Nevada, Iowa.